Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Kelly. Can I get the email address associated with your Craftsy account?
Hi, my name's Erin. The current account I have with Craftsy is erin.wolcik@gmail.com.
Okay, give me 1 second while I search for your account. And can I get you to verify your first and last name?
It should be under Erin Baja.
Okay, and can I get your address?
17 Artisan Way, Dover, New Hampshire.
And your zip code?
03820.
Okay, and how can I help you today, ma'am?
Hi. So up until now, I haven't had a problem because it was letting me use that same account to access my subscription through my Xfinity. So I pay for the $7.99 a month through my Xfinity TV.
Okay.
And now when I logged in today, and I only use the online account to get the bonus material so I can print out the PDF of whatever ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't, it says my access is locked. Yesterday I could print out the past, I think, 2 years I was able to print out everything up until today.
Okay. So when they did the transfer of everything, mm-hmm. they turned off the television inquiries. They turned off the television apps until they can restart them under the new Craftsy. They don't have it right now. So you should have been, let me see. It does look like your membership expired. You had the, let's see. We did give you a free 45-day membership that just expired on the 2nd. And that was for customers who had, you know, classes or anything like that. But if you were paying through the subscription, you should have been receiving a refund from that platform for anything after August 21st.
So my question is my Xfinity account is under a different email address. So I've never actually logged in to anything through them, and it was called Blueprint, and now it's saying Craftsy on my TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I gave you the email address to my Xfinity. Would you be able to look that up? Because there isn't even a way for me to cancel it on. I've never received a refund. They're continuing to bill me.
Okay, because what I'm showing on my side is that you had a membership. It looks like it started in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
For a monthly subscription, but it doesn't give me any information. So I do see that you had a monthly subscription, but I'm only showing the monthly subscription for April and May of 2018 and nothing after that. And then
because I don't think, well, here's the thing. This is what's weird. I think that must have been a glitch because I know I canceled a personal subscription because I wasn't even living here on those dates. But when I saw I could put it on my Xfinity account, I did it through my TV.
Okay.
But because I could still print out the class materials, I just never created an account through my TV. And now just suddenly it stopped.
Well, I mean, I can search for another account for you if you'd like, if you have another email, but that's the one that's showing if you had, previously created go ahead.
So pretend I had never mentioned this other email address. If I just called you and said, I've been paying for Xfinity, $7.99 a month for Blueprint. Now I'm paying for Craftsy. I'd like to access online materials. How do I do that?
So you'd log in with your email address that you gave me. When I look at your account, I show two classes that you previously purchased.
But why would I give you that email if my Xfinity account is under a different one? Remember, I'm pretending I'm a new customer.
Okay. Well, I would ask for your email, just like I did this time.
Okay.
And to see.
So I would say, I give you my Xfinity email because that's the account that it's tied to. It's not tied to the one I gave you.
Okay. So I can search for your Xfinity email and see if that comes up with anything.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready. Mm-hmm.
It's ro1nhboc at yahoo.com.
Okay, that does not come up with anything in our system.
Does, if you change it to comcast.net.
Let me try. Nope.
So I don't think that was ever in the system.
It doesn't look like so you were ever in the system under that. And when I search for your first and last name, it only comes up with the email address that you gave me to start with.
So if you search for, because the Xfinity account's under my mom's name, which is Rosemary, all one word, and the last name is Shields, S-H-I-E-L-D-S.
Let me see. Nope.
Crazy.
Yeah. So my guess would be, like I said, I did find that one account under your name. I'll try searching her name under another program. S-H-I-E-L-D-S. Mm-hmm. Spelled like it sounds. Okay. Nope.
And first name, R-O-S-E-M-A-L-Y.
Yeah. So no, that doesn't come up in either system. The only thing that came up was your first account.
Which is my old account.
Yeah.
So do I handle that through Xfinity then and try and get them to cancel?
I would, because are you paying through?
Yeah, I'm paying. It shows up on my cable bill.
Okay. So
it's the same price.
Well, we do have, you know, right now it's showing that the membership is expired through this. What I can tell you is that for subscribers who paid fees directly through that service, you would have to, they were supposed to have stopped that and refunded you before Craftsy, before the transfer from Blueprint to Craftsy. So that should have been stopped as of August. Because right now the only options that we're going to have through Craftsy is going to be, there's going to be an app for Roku and Fire TV. They're hoping to have it by the end of the year, but they're still in the process of setting that up. So if you had a membership with us, you wouldn't have to pay like the TV provider. You would just pay for Craftsy and be able to watch it on the TV. So any of the ones that, like I said, if you paid through any of those services, you should have already been canceled through them.
No, it still lets me watch them all. It's still offering it as a service.
Yeah, I would contact them and let them know that that you don't have an account through Craftsy. Like, you just have the expired one, which you said was from before that.
Right.
And that, you know, Craftsy is not supporting that platform at this point.
Okay,
and
perfect.
They
yeah,
should
sorry
be able
to.
Long,
but it was confusing.
That's okay. Yeah, no, totally. Like I said, it's not something that Craftsy is doing yet. It's something we're working on. So I would definitely contact them and at least get it taken off and say, hey, you know, they're not doing this right now, so don't charge me for it.
Right.
I can offer you a membership so you could watch from your phone and still be able to download or from your computer. I have a membership offer for $29.99 for a year.
No, not yet. I'm going to see what they say and see if they'll credit me back some.
Okay.
Right, well, and otherwise, I like doing it monthly because sometimes I get into the stuff and then I could cancel whenever I want.
Absolutely. So we still have a monthly membership at $7.99. So if you decide you want to do that, you know, you can sign up either with your, I would sign up with your old email that you gave me since that was, or the original, since it has two classes on that account. And like I said, we are going to work on doing the TV option so you can download things, or not download, but you know, you'd still be able to print things. It's just not available yet.
Right. Okay.
So,
perfect.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope. That's it. Thank you so much.
You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.